been here with us. He did his PhD at Fudan University, and he also did a postdoc at MPI PKS in Germany, and now he's at Harvard. He's going to talk to us about his research today. So please, when you're ready.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for the introduction. So yeah, I will tell you a little about my research. And as you may know that I'm mainly working on strongly correlated system in which there are many interesting emergent exotic physics. So on the one side, those phases of matter can be described by some theories, and on the other hand, we also need to use numerical simulations to study those strongly correlated systems, because analytically it's very difficult to deal with those strongly correlated systems. So my research style is to combine both theories and the numerics to study those many-body systems. On the one hand, I'm interested to use theory as a guidance to do numerical simulations. On the other hand, I'm also interested to use numerical method to provide the intuition for me to propose and study analytical theory. So this is basically my research style, and you will see how this style works in some specific examples. So let me first tell you the outline that is basically my research directions. The first direction is the spin liquid phase in frustrated magnets that I have spent quite a lot of time on. And the second direction is the topological phases in cold atom system. The third direction is a strongly interacting conformal field theory that describes some exotic phase transitions that lies beyond Landau's Ginzburg's paradigm. And the last interesting topic that is the non-equilibrium dynamics. So I have been working on those four different directions and hope to also pursue them in the future. So now let's begin with the spin liquid phase, and from which you can also see how my research style works. So I have spent quite some time on the problem called the Kagome-Heisenberg model. That is, if you have the first neighbor Heisenberg interactions, which is antiferromagnetic, and you put it on the Heisenberg in the Kagome lattice. And so the question is, what is the ground state? It's a very simple question, but it turns out that it's very difficult to solve. People have been spent more than 20 years trying to figure out what is the ground state. Very important progress is made by Hughes and White. They use large-scale DMRG simulations and provide very convincing numerical evidence that it is a spin liquid phase. However, there are thousands of different types of spin liquid phase. The work by Hughes and White does not really tell us which spin liquid it is. So I was fascinated by this problem and spent almost the last few years, and eventually I figured out that the most likely possibility is actually it is a Dirac spin liquid phase. To really understand why it is a Dirac spin liquid phase, we need first to try to solve it numerically. And the more important thing is that we need to figure out theoretically, if we have a Dirac spin liquid, what it will behave in a DMRG simulations. So the Dirac spin liquid is described by some field theory called the QED3. You can simply imagine it as some Dirac fermions coupled with an emergent U1 gauge field. So it's something like a graphene that you have Dirac fermions, but it's also very different in the sense that you have a strongly interacting, you have a U1 gauge field is strongly interacting with those Dirac fermions. This U1 gauge field makes both the analytical analysis very difficult and also makes the numerical simulations, particularly for DMRG, very tricky. So eventually we figure out that if you have a Dirac spin liquid and perform DMRG simulations on it, theoretically what you would expect is actually a gapped state. So as you know, the Dirac spin liquid itself is a gapless spin liquid phase. So to really observe the gapless nature of this Dirac spin liquid, what we need to do is to insert the flux and to tune the discretized momentum to eventually get the gapless nature of this Dirac spin liquid. So following this theoretical guidance, eventually using DMRG, we have observed the Dirac nature of this Kagome spin liquid phase. And I don't have time to go to the details, but I hope in the near future I can share those results with you guys. So to make such progress really requires me to first understand the series for the Dirac spin liquid very well, and then use it as a guidance for us to study, to do the numerical simulations. So that's how we use the series to guide numerical study. Also, on the other hand, I'm using the numerical results as an intuition for me to study, to propose an analytical theory. This again applies to this Kagome spin liquid problem. So the first numerical observation that we made is the spin liquid phase in the Kagome Heisen model is independent of the XXA anisotropy. And then this is a purely a numerical observation. And with this numerical observation, we can go to the so-called the easy-axis limit, in which you have a very infinitely strong first neighbor Ising interactions plus some infinitesimal XY interactions. So in this limit, we can reformulate the problem in terms of a lattice gauge model. And eventually, we can try to solve the lattice gauge model. And this will give us the answer of this Kagome spin liquid phase. So the first step comes from the numerical results, which gives us an intuition about how to proceed theoretically. But it is not the end of the story, because solving the lattice gauge model is also quite complicated. So again, the numerical simulations provides a very important role to get the analytical theoretical description for this system. So it's rather technically evolved. So I don't hope to bother with you the details. But the basic feature for this Kagome spin liquid is very exotic. So in this lattice gauge framework, the Kagome spin liquid can be thought as some extension of a deconfined critical point between the superfluid and U1 symmetry protected topological phase. And most important, so you know that this critical point is actually a fine-tuned point but if you put the gauge fluctuation on this fine-tuned point in a proper fashion, then this fine-tuned critical point gets extended to a critical phase. So you may can see this from the phase diagram shown here. So it's a very exotic scenario, because you know the gauge fluctuation is usually the enemy of a spin liquid phase, but here it is a friend of a spin liquid phase. It extends a fine-tuned critical point into a critical phase. So I got this idea, I discussed it with my collaborators, and all of them thought me I'm crazy, and it's really hard to imagine such scenario could happen. But this scenario basically comes from the intuition that from my numerical simulations. So I kept on thinking about it, and eventually I proposed a field theory that you can also see from the slides, that nicely capture every single details of this face diagram. So this shows how I use the numerical simulations as numerical results as an intuition for me to study the analytical theory. So I hope from this problem that you can say how my research style works. So in general, I use theories as a guidance for my numerical study, and also I use my numerical results as the intuition for me to study the analytical theory. So this is very one important achievement in my past research. And now I hope to share some my current and also future research project. So we have quite good understanding on this Kagome-Heisenberg problem, that is the ground state is very likely to be a Dirac superliquid phase. So it is very interesting to ask whether we can find this understanding can help us to really find some materials realize the spin-liquid phase. One promising candidate is called this Herbert-Smith site that you can see the lattice structure. You can see its structure in the slides. And this Herbert-Smith site realize a Kagome lattice and also spin 1/2 with Heisenberg interactions. On the other hand, there are a lot of impurities, like 15% of impurities existent in this materials. So, and there are a lot of experimental studies suggesting its ground state is a spin-liquid phase. So it's very interesting to ask whether these materials can be understood as some Dirac spin-liquid plus disorder. People have been asked this. So recently, there are two works that try to study this problem in a purely a field theoretical point of view, that they consider QD3 on the disorder. I think it's very interesting to go to more details, in particular to make the connection with the experiments, whether the materials like Herbert-Smith site can be understood in this fashion. So this is one problem that I'm very interested to investigate in the future. The other problem is that, if we consider the charge fluctuation on top of a spin liquid, what would happen? So actually, this is a dream of many people of one generation. That is, if you dope a spin liquid phase, you might get the superconductivity. This is originally proposed by P.W. Anderson as a mechanism for the high temperature superconductivity. So people have been working on this for many years. However, at this moment, there's no single example that with a spin liquid, you really can get a superconductivity by just dope it. So nowadays, we have quite good understanding on the spin liquid phase in some model system. I think it's a time to really try to understand this interesting problem. For example, we can begin with some DMRG simulations for the TJ model or Hubbard model and try to say whether we can get superconductivity. So this is also another problem that I'm very interested to investigate in the future. Also, there are some other systems or materials which are spin liquid candidates. For example, if we can consider the triangular lattice, on the theoretical side, if we just have the first and second neighbor interactions, we might also have a spin liquid phase. In recent few years, there are several papers are trying to understand this spin liquid phase. But at this moment, there is no clear conclusion that which spin liquid it is. So indeed, by using the techniques that we applied to the Kagome-Heisen model, we also find that this J1, J2 triangular model is very likely to have a Dirac spin liquid ground state as well. So also there are some other materials, some new materials and also old materials like those organic salt, and its nature is still not understood yet. So I'm interested to study those systems and understand the possible spin liquid ground state in it. So this is generally the idea, the future directions about spin liquid that I'm interested to study. So now let's turn to the second topic, that is the topological phases in cold atom system. As you know, the cold atom system actually provides an interesting platform to realize many body physics. In particular, one might be able to engineer some complicated Hamiltonians that is difficult to realize in condensed matter system. So, and this gives us a possibility to realize the so-called the symmetry protected topological phase. So we have some previous work which finds some interesting model realize the U1 SPD phase. The model is defined as following, that it's defined on a honeycomb lattice that you can see from the slides. So we just have bosons hopping on this honeycomb lattice. It's always hopped within the second same sublattice. That's the second neighbor of the honeycomb lattice. And compared with the conventional hopping, it is a correlated hopping or density dependent hopping. So just imagine that we have bosons hopping on the A sublattice, that is the black sublattice, and it hops from the site I to J. So, and in this hopping process, its hopping amplitude actually depends on the occupancy of the intermediate site, that's the K site. So if there is one particle there, then the hopping amplitude would be 1. There is no particle there, the hopping amplitude will be -1. So, and physically, this type of interaction implements the mutual flux attachment. And this is actually so, and eventually by using DMRG simulations, also some analytical method, we find that the ground state of this model is a U1 SPT phase. So you can see that this interaction is actually still very complicated. One may wonder that whether it's realistic for cold atom experiment to realize. So we actually figure out it's not a very difficult task. So one can realize this correlated hopping using the Floquet process. That is, so on the right side, you can say that we actually just have nearest neighbor, the hopping of bosons of nearest neighbor. And more importantly, the hopping amplitude will be time dependent. As long as the frequency of this hopping amplitude is much larger than other energy scale, one can figure out that the effective Hamiltonian in the Floquet process will be exactly this correlated hopping. So this shows a nice way that how we can generalize the quite complicated Hamiltonians to realize interesting topological phases. So I'm very interested to explore some other possibilities for other more complicated topological phases. In particular, I hope to focus on different type of symmetry protected topological phase. So this is one direction about topological phases in cold atom, that is engineer new type of interactions that is for topological phases. Also, it's interesting to study the possible topological phases in the current
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Inter, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is different. So I wanted to ask you can generate effective Hamiltonians which correspond to systems with topological order. Is there any perspective on also cooling this system? How do you cool, you know, would you expect to be able to go to the ground state or anything similar to that?
That's a good question. So that's a second step. So I'm not sure what you are exactly asking. Actually, there are two issues regarding the cooling. The first issue is that we generate this effective Hamiltonian from the Flor-Crepp process. So, you know, for Flor-Crepp Hamiltonian, eventually it will hit to infinite temperature, no matter how clever your scheme it is. So for this issue, then there are several recent papers pointing out that as long as your frequency is large enough, you will enter a regime called pre-thermalization. In this regime, there will not be heating issue. So I mean, you can fairly good treat the system as just using the effective Hamiltonian from the Flor-Crepp process. That is the first issue about heating. The other issue is that really, imagine we just stay in this pre-thermalization region, or in other words, the system is fairly described by the effective Hamiltonian. So, as you know, the effective temperature of the encoded system is actually very high. So it's quite skeptical that whether you can realize the low temperature physics. And for this issue, there would be some other schemes to overcome this heating issue. For example, the so-called adiabatic preparation. Actually, I will come to that for a different system, how to effectively cool a system down using the adiabatic preparation. So it's also a very interesting direction that I will pursue in the future. So does it answer your question?
Yes, thanks.
So now the other interesting direction is that with the present experimental, with the present experimental technique, can we find some interesting topological phases in it? For example, in cold atom system, the most studied system is called the Bose-Haber model, that you can change the Hopping amplitude versus the on-site interactions and also the chemical potential. Eventually, you can realize phases like multi-insulator and superfluid and also the phase transition between them. It has been studied extensively, both experimentally and theoretically. It's very natural to us to actually add a third parameter, that is a magnetic flux. This has already been realized experimentally by Michael Skriniar and Emmanuel Bloch. And also there are a lot of theoretical studies on this system. So naturally, if you have magnetic flux with interactions, you might end up with quantum Hall phases, the bosonic quantum Hall phases, and there are two different limits, but those are all details that I think I don't want to bother with you. And so what we are doing is that we use numerical simulations to study the effective Hamiltonian that is realized experimentally and find many quantum Hall phases called Jahn sequence. In particular, there is a symmetry-protected topological phase. And to realize such phase, it's really the model itself is quite easy. It just have first neighbor hoppings with flux and also the on-site interactions, and that's it. So this model has also been realized. It's already existing in their lab, and all we need to do is just doing experiment. Also, actually, there is an issue called that is a heating issue for those experiments, as what Giffrey has asked. So the idea is really to get an effective low temperature. What we need to do is to do the so-called adiabatic preparation. The idea is that one begins with a state has very low thermal entropy, In other words, the temperature is very low. So those states usually are some product state that people has very good control of. And starting from this state, we can slowly change the effective Hamiltonian, and eventually the trivial product state will continuously evolve to the final state that we want, we are interested in. So this is the idea of the adiabatic preparation. And so usually if one can achieve this adiabatic preparation, the effective temperature of the final state can still be very low. So in this quantum hole, in this bosonic Hubbard model, to achieve the adiabatic preparation for a quantum hole state, we propose an idea like this. We first begin with decoupled 1D chains and then slowly turn on the interactions between them. By using the time-dependent DMRG simulations, we show that actually this scheme works perfectly good for the experimentally accessible system sizes. So this comes from the second step for the realization for those topological phases in the code atom system. I think with those two steps, the topological phases can be readily realized in depth, but the last question is really how to experimentally probe those topological phases.
In Cheng, can I ask you a question before that? So when you say that if you start with decoupled 1D change, you can, if you go slow enough, you can end up with a quantum Hall state.
Yes.
I'm confused about the physics here. So are you saying that there is no phase transition in between?
Phase transition is only well defined in the infinite large system.
Right. But yeah, the spin change are long, right?
They're very short, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, because actually, experimentally, they can only access very small system size.
I see. So the slow, what you call slow, would have to scale properly as you increase the system size, and it would not be...
Exactly.
Okay, and that would be a bit of a disaster.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, very good. Thanks.
Yeah. So having realized those topological phases in experiment, the remaining question is really how to experimentally probe those phases. So there are many interesting possibilities, like measuring the edge states to get some critical exponents, and also measure some non-local string operators, and also like taking, experimentally, what they can do is like they can take snapshots of those configurations. And the question is, from that snapshot of configurations, can you tell it is a topological phases, like quantum Hall phases? That's something like machine learning. And so far, we don't know how to really propose how to get a feasible scheme for experimental probe. So I think it is a very interesting question that I will pursue in the future. After talking about from the experimental side, it's also actually to focus on something more theoretically. So the idea is, we have some interesting idea to get the composite from liquid field from the Wilson-Fisher critical point. The Wilson-Fisher critical point describes the transition from the superfluid to the Mott insulator. It is one of the most studied phase transition, but there's still a lot of interesting physics you can get out of from it. So one new perspective is that the Wilson-Fisher fixed point is actually due to some Dirac fermions coupled with Chern-Simons gauge field. And with this Dirac fermions, you can imagine that if you dope it with flux and density, you can make the Dirac fermions to fill some Fermi surface. And then this actually realizes the composite Fermi liquid. This is a very cool theoretical proposal, which comes from the duality of those interacting CFT. So now now we are trying to do more numerical simulations to say whether this expectation is true. Also, it's interesting to study the spin liquid phase in cold atom system. The idea is to realize the easy plan version of this Kagome spin liquid, and in particular, you just need hardcore bosons hopping on the Kagome lattice. The Kagome lattice with hardcore boson is realized experimentally, but their experiment, they have the hopping is negative. So what we need to realize is a positive hopping. But on the other hand, this positive hopping can be realized by shaking the lattice. So I think in general, all those setup already exist, and what we need to do is really get everything together and also discuss some issues like how to prepare the system, or in other words, how to cool the system down, and also how to measure the system. So this is also one interesting problem that I will pursue in the future. Okay, now let's go to the third topic, that is the strongly interacting field theory. So such CFT generally describe. So I'm interested in those CFT that describes the defined phase transition. Such phase transition falls beyond the Landau-Ginzburg's paradigm. In other words, there's no symmetry breaking. So such phase transition are not characterized by symmetry breaking. So one place to find such phase transition is the transitions involving the symmetry protected topological phase. So, and usually what people did is really speculate the field theory of such phase transitions. But here, what we can achieve is that we can derive the field theory that you can see from the slides from using a very analytical approach, named the copper wire construction. And the phase transition actually has emergent Dirac fermions coupled with U1 gauge field, and also it's related with the particle vortex duality. So, and also there are also some related phase transitions which can describe the superfluid from the transition from superfluid to the U1SPT, also the Dirac spin liquid to the chiral spin liquid phase. So the field theory is described by some gauged Gauss Nauru type of phase transition. And at this moment, we use some form epsilon and RGN expansions to study the properties of such phase transitions. So the other platform to find the deconfined phase transition is involving the valence bound solid and superfluid phase. And this is also another ongoing work that we use quantum Monte Carlo simulations to study such phase transitions. It's slightly different from the widely studied deconfined phase transition. In our case, it is some easy plan version of deconfined phase transition. Indeed, in previous work, almost every easy plan. So there are also some study focusing on this easy plan deconfined critical point, but turns out in those systems, such phase transition is likely to be the first order. So in our system, this deconfined easy plan deconfined phase transition is turns out to be a continuous phase transition. So it is the first example of a continuous easy plan deconfined phase transition. And recently, this kind of continuous deconfined phase transition becomes very interesting because the so-called the duality of the interacting gauge series. So, and this is one reason that I'm very interested in to study those deconfined phase transition. I'm also interested to study those interacting CFT using some other techniques like tensor network, for example, the MERA, to study this 2+1 CFT, and also the conformal bootstrap, and probably some determined Monte Carlo, and also try to find those deconfined critical point in experiments like cold atom experiments. So in the last few minutes, let's go to the last topic, is about non-equilibrium dynamics. So one platform to study the non-equilibrium dynamics is the cold atom system. So actually, I already told you about how to adiabatically prepare the quantum Hall phases in cold atom setup. So this is indeed a non-equilibrium dynamical problem. And also, we can consider how to adiabatically prepare other topological phases like spin liquid, and also whether those dynamics can serve as a probe for the topological phases. For example, whether one can measure the critical exponent of the gapless edge state of the topological phases, and also measure the deconfined criticality. And also, a very interesting platform is to study the Floquet physics using some numerical method like the time-dependent DMRG. Okay, and the other platform is to study the spin liquid phases in materials. In particular, I'm interested to calculate the dynamical structure factor of the spin liquid phase using the time-dependent DMRG. It's very important because with this done, we can try to connect to the experimental studies like neutron scattering for those materials. In practical, this has already been done for the KitF spin liquid by Frank Holman and the company. Also, I'm interested to ask whether what would those dynamical structures look like for the Kagome spin liquid, also the Cairo spin liquid phase. So, and I think, okay, and let me thank my collaborators and also thanks for your time.
Questions? Hi, Chen.
Hi.
So in the first part, you mentioned the interplay between numerical simulation with theoretical input. And so suppose one wants to study some quantum critical point,
and yes,
you expect some kind of strongly coupled field theory is realized at the critical point. And usually it's a very difficult problem to identify what QFT is realized in a given lattice model. And you seem to have suggested that there is some general procedure that you can follow to guide your guess. Is that right? And I don't know whether you can explain some intuition that you have, how you proceed in this.
You mean which kind of system?
In general, suppose I have some lattice model.
Yeah.
And suppose there's some quantum phase transition.
Yeah.
Suppose you saw some signature of continuous phase transition from numerics.
Yes, yeah.
And suppose you want to identify the relevant field theory for that critical point.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there is some general intuition that you have that you can use to guide your guess or
okay. Yeah, that's a good question. So I think first the first point is how to put it.
Maybe you can use your example for superfluid to SPT transition. Whether you can extend
That's a good suggestion. So you can look at this phase diagram. that you just look at the bottom line, that we have a super free phase and a USPD phase. So, and...
So first of all, is this what you saw numerics first, that there's a continuous...
Yeah, that is what I saw numerical first, okay. Yeah. So if you don't have numerics, so first you know both sides, like in the both limiting case, that you definitely have the super free phase and the USPD phase.
Right.
So now the question is whether you have some continuous phase transition between those two phases, or there's some intermediate region that you have some intermediate phase.
Yes.
Right. So this actually requires the numerical simulations to give you some intuition, like which one is most likely. So on a theoretical point, you would think that the intermediate phase scenario is more likely. Then with this intermediate phase, you turn on the gauge fluctuation, this phase turns to the Dirac spin phase. Right? So theoretically, that is more, is an easier option, but numerically, it turns out that it is more likely to be a continuous phase transition. So this is the intuition comes from my numerical simulations, and with this, that I eventually figure out the phase diagram and propose the field theory for it.
Okay,
it is. Yeah.
But suppose you numerically observe there is a continuous transition. Then then how would you figure out what field theory is realized?
Okay, so one thing is that we can actually add some perturbations on top of this model and see how the phase diagram gets deformed. Right? So then, I mean, this also gives you the information about what the field theory would look like. But I mean, once you write a field theory and you know on the continuous field theory, you know how to put some other perturbations like mass term or some other things, you can drive this critical point into some phase. Right? You can check this.
But usually,
check this. Yeah.
Usually, for strongly coupled field theory, it's very hard to be sure what those perturbations do.
What you said is true for many cases, but for QD3, actually, there are several ways that you just put a mass term for those Dirac fermions. Or it's bound to break in the symmetry, right? So those, as long as you keep the symmetry, the mass term is not allowed. But if you break the symmetry, the mass term are allowed and the mass term are relevant. So, and this actually gives you some way to identify the continuous field theory, like how the Dirac fermions behave under the symmetries and so on and so forth. What you said is right. So generally, it's very difficult, but at least for Dirac fermions, for QD3 type of theory, we know how to do it with mass term. And for other complicated cases, there might still be some way to analyze, but it will be more technically evolved and case by case dependent.
So in this particular case, how sure are you about the uniqueness of this field theory? I mean, how is this the unique option that you could explain the numerical observation, or could there be other different types of field theory that are consistent with your?
Yeah, I think for a single observation, there might be different type of field theories. But then we can put many different type of perturbations, like to deform the system and to see how it responds. And then with this we can exclude several different exclude some types of field theories, and eventually probably if we are lucky then there's only one left.
Okay, so maybe I will ask one more question of regarding the composite form liquid that you mentioned that you could study from the FIFO theory with the... I guess, do you have to apply magnetic field, to...
Yeah, we have applied magnetic field.
Okay, so... So, what kind of signature would you look for, say, to prove or disprove the proposed duality, I guess, for...
That's a good question. So, indeed, there are also... So, not only for this composite from liquid, we can also get gen sequence from this duality. So the idea is, so the way that you can prove or disprove the duality is comes from the fact that you get Dirac fermions here. So it's like the graphing on the magnetic field. Right, so you know, then due to the band structure of graphenes, the energy gap of the gen sequence, the fraction of one hole will be like square root of the magnetic field or the flux density. For normal case, the quadratic band touching, the gap will be proportional to the gap. So this is one quantitative difference that we might be able to tell numerically.
But the bosonic theory is Z equal one theory, right? So
Yeah, right.
Isn't that guaranteed?
The point is, if you look at in bosons, you don't expect you don't expect it will behave like graphing on the magnetic field. Go ahead. Yeah.
So your goal is to simulate this complex bosonic theory in the presence of some background magnetic field, is that?
Yeah, right.
And then you hope to see some kind of liquid state for the vortices, right?
Some liquid state, yeah, for the vortices, yeah.
And then is there some specific signatures that this duality suggests that?
That's a good question. So actually, for this Wilson Fisher, we don't know whether there are some really very sharp signature that tells you about the duality. So, but the fact is, if this duality holds, then the composite from liquid and also the gen sequence will be more stable near the critical point. That's one qualitative signatures, but not quantitative signature.
Just energetics.
Yeah, it's energetics. Yeah, but if we go to like the two component of this type of duality, that is NCCP 1 to QD 3, and for that system, then you can actually observe some quite sharp results, like you can get a lot of a billion quantum Hall phases, which is very difficult to imagine in terms of bosons. So for that system, then we can actually get some interesting results regarding the duality itself. And that's also one interesting problem that I hope to pursue.
Okay, thank you.
ask a question.
Yep.
Can you hear me, Yinchen?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You spoke about this easy plane defined quantum critical point in this model.
Yeah, right.
So just remind me, what's the sort of unanswered question? Is it this question of whether, is there some fundamental question about this, whether this fixed point can exist at all? Or is it a question of whether it's realized in a specific model?
So I think first we don't know whether this quantum critical point can exist at all, because all previous studies for any possible system realizing this easy plane deconfined critical point, the transition seems to be a first order.
So what's fundamentally different from the SU2 invariant model?
It's different. It's different because the field theory are different.
Mm-hmm.
So in the easy plane, you have like emergent SO5 symmetry, and also you have the SU2 symmetry between the two component bosonic field. In the easy plane case, you don't have a SO5 symmetry, and also the two component bosonic field does not have the SU2 symmetry.
So many of these, I think easy plane models initially looked deconfined, then somehow people claim they were weakly first order. Is there some underlying reason why they seem to be weakly first order, whereas the SUN invariant ones are not? Is there a way to understand
that?
There are also
some on the numerical side, the SU2 one also might be weakly first order.
Sorry, which one are you talking about? What?
SU2 one.
In some model?
The SU2. I think even for JQ model, some people are suspecting that it is a weakly first order. Also for the classical loop model that Ed Nahu and others are studying, it's also might be a weakly first order.
So you think there's still some controversy about
there is still controversy.
This fixed point?
Right. There's still controversy. Like, this. Like the anomalous dimension of an anomalous exponent of this system is consistent with the conformal bootstrap, something like that. Also, the scaling of those deconfined critical point does not the same as the conventional scaling. Like, the Anders Sandvik proposed like the two length scale scaling, so something like that. But theoretically, I think no one really understands why you need two-length scale scaling. One possibility is that it's actually a first-order phase transition.
Okay. Just a quick question about something else. As I haven't stayed current, do you know the current state of the field on Herbert-Smithite in terms of experiments and whether it's gapped or gapless and what the latest experiments have shown? Is it still believed to be critical spin liquid and so on?
So the current experimental study suggested it is a gapped spin liquid phase.
Gapped, okay.
The NMR measurement, they find some fine gap. So they claim that they exclude the effect of those impurities, and then they are actually measuring the intrinsic property of those Kagome spins, and they find some gapped feature. But it is possible that you have those disorders will change the properties of the Kagome spin. It's like 15% of those disorder. Yeah, it can do anything. Yeah.
The disorder is something like the magnetic sites occur off plane. What is the disorder?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's some magnetic site on top of those triangular plaquet.
I see.
Dirac spin liquid is very fragile. If you break some symmetry, then some mass term will be generated. That will give a mass. give a gap for this carbonyl spin liquid.
So do you think if there was, in the case of no disorder, you think that might be a Dirac spin liquid and it's just this
right.
magnetic site disorder that gaps it out?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's why I'm interested to explore this Kagome spin liquid in cold atom system, because in that system then it's much more clean. In materials, it's difficult to really get rid of those disorders.
Okay.
Any further questions? Okay, and that's the teaching again.